here. Welcome back to the Finance Show. I am joined by my co-host Paul Rodriguez from Think Trading and by our guest Federico Bentley, who's a sales trader at Iondo. You've just seen the ad.
Indeed. Yeah.
Very slick ad.
Very slick, isn't it?
Right. We were just talking offline to see if you come up with any. We've got any interesting names for your traders?
Yes, we have quite an outstanding name today. Hectorius, his name is. He trades mostly Wall Street, so the Dow Jones, and he's had a pretty good 6 months. I mean, I guess just after post-Brexit, he's pretty much been long on Dow Jones. I guess, you know, it probably reached a low sort of around 17,000, back up to what, 18,500 now. So he's called it pretty well. Doesn't trade, I mean, it's around 113 trades a month, but exciting, I think, exciting.
Right, and one of those things, it's like mysterious, you know, they've got this mystique, these traders. He's imagine him in a penthouse on the 54th floor somewhere, you know.
Well, a bit like your
yeah, just like my setup.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Well, the performance seems to sort of...
My setup in Bayswater is just the same, 54th floor.
Yeah.
And but you never get to meet these people. You just follow them and you just have the track record.
Yeah, I mean, I guess different brokers have different ways of connecting with us. It's all about the numbers. You know, you don't really care if they say, you know, I'm doing this, I think this is going to happen. If you look at the numbers, the performance, you know, that speaks louder, really, than if you meet them.
So I think it'd be a disappointment, couldn't it?
It could be. But, you know, if you've got enough track record, you should go off the numbers at the end of the day.
Well, you make an interesting point, because what is the track record? Because you can look at sort of 3 or 6 months and someone does very well. And let's say we have an August tumble in the stock markets.
Yeah.
And then the performance would suddenly look very different.
Exactly.
Potentially, unless he or she would then exit those positions or turn them the other way.
Exactly. Or, you know, try and control the risk. You know, that is the main thing. But a lot of people say, you know, I've been doing 10 years of trading, you know, this is my track record, but you don't really see the numbers. With us, the only performance is registered as soon as you start trading with us. So if you've only been doing it for a year, that's all you're going to get.
Right.
You can say you've been trading in a bank for the last 10 years, but that's irrelevant. It's
absolutely
more relevant the numbers that are applied on the account with us.
Interesting, very interesting.
So it's quite transparent.
Okay, well, let's have a look at we've got 5 slides to get through here.
Yep. So yeah, so this is Hectorius. You can see he's been trading since February. So relatively new, pretty outstanding performance. I guess the main numbers you want to look at is performance and then the volatility. And it's quite high volatility compared to a lot of our traders. But you can see so far, you know, over 94% of his trades have, you know, have been profitable.
20%, well, new as damn it.
Exactly. 681 trades, is around 113 trades a month on average. He usually trades a day. It could be sort of 5 trades a day, sometimes at night. You know, it kind of varies. His risk per trade is relatively low. So with these guys, it's all done on a per trade basis. So you look at the risk per trade. You know, if I have an account and I'm following him, you want to look at the risk per trade, because if they're risking 8%, you know, on a trade, that's quite a high amount.
Okay.
So with this guy, he's usually risking around sort of 1 to 1.5%.
Oh,
so
that's
if it goes
good.
Wrong,
good risk.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
So there's definitely no risk parameters.
Well, I think the thing for me is he's trading so much. I mean, there's nearly 700 trades.
Yeah.
To still be alive after even, you know, 50 trades is an achievement in these markets.
It is. With that performance, you see that, and after 3 months, they might blow up because it's so outstanding. But hopefully, you can do this for another 6 months. You know, the risk parameters, you know, mitigation is still there, which is rare, and I haven't really seen this type of strategy.
So without seeing it, he may be just trading some breakout strategies. Cause
he doesn't hold the trades for too long, exactly.
Yeah, so quick breakout, out, perhaps.
Yeah, it is that type of strategy.
Yeah, yeah, that would make sense with what the market's done.
Exactly. So it seems to be pretty efficient. I mean, I think with the Dow Jones, last time it's been, you know, consecutively rising for 7 or 8 days, it's back in 1980, and after that, for the following 6 months, is up over 10%. Obviously, we've got election in November, so that could... I'm sure it will cause some volatility, but you know, he's been calling it pretty well in the last 6 months.
Well, he's picked the right market to do it with.
Yeah, so exactly.
And that's part of it as well, because if he tried to do that with the DAX, he'd just be nowhere.
No, or, I mean, he has traded the DAX before, but he just tends to stick to...
So he's seen that and moved it.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, niche, I guess.
Interesting.
Okay, next slide.
And the next slide is slightly different. It's just showing, you know, if you have... Because you can follow up to 5 top traders with our platform. We've got 3 here. And it's nice to see, you know, what your overall portfolio would be like had you been following them for 6 months, you know, 1 month, 3 months, or 3 years. So here, you can see it's 3 guys who are all quite low risk at the top. But you can see, had you been following them for the last 6 months, the portfolio overall will show you that you would have returned 18%. And the other 3, you know, the green line, the pink line, and the brown line, that's showing you the individual trader. So it's sort of showing a combination of the overall portfolio.
Does it show you how much capital that's being traded with the particular account?
If you're a follower, it's purely dependent on what's in that account. But if you're following a top trader, they all start off 100,000 balance.
Okay.
So it's sort of level playing field. You don't know exactly how much they have in there.
Yeah.
But that's why you have sort of a real money trader who's trading with at least £1,000, could be 100 grand, could be more. And then you have sort of virtual money traders who are trading off a demo base. But not many people seem to follow them purely because you're not risking your own capital, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's all off sort of 100,000 balance. So if you're up 200 grand, you know you're up 100%, right?
Yeah. Because if it was 1,000,
yeah, you have no idea.
One, and
so everyone starts with 100,000, you know, in the account, and then you can see, you know, how it goes from there.
Okay, well, let's move along.
And here, so obviously, when you're following these guys, you're trusting them and letting them get on with it. But you do have full control at the end of the day. So you have the follower account, and then you have TradeHub, which is where all the trades come through. So here you can see, you know, all these trades are coming through. So should you want to close them out, you can close them out yourself. You see a profit of £50, a loss of £50, whatever it is, you close it out. And what you can also do, you can actually amend the stop losses. So if you see someone's got quite a wide stop loss, which makes a difference to the risk on the trade, right?
Of course, yeah.
You can narrow it down to much tighter stop loss.
Okay.
By just clicking linked orders, and then you amend that, amend the take profit, so you have full control.
The problem with that, I guess, is if you start fiddling with the strategy, it's like the guy who's put it knows why she's put it in there for a certain reason.
You're very right. You usually see this when you're following someone who only might trade, you know, 20 times a month, once a day, because then you can figure out it's one trade you've amended the stop loss, you know what the number is. If you start amending, you know, 10 different stop losses, it gets kind of out of control if you're not as attentive, you know, because a lot of people use the social trading, you know, the same concept as a managed fund. You don't want to be too attentive, and you want to sort of let it get on with it, and, you know, look at more of a long-term strategy.
All right. Next slide, we hope.
And then, yeah, so loss protection. This is something that's very key for all followers, I guess. You know, if you start, let's say you've got 100,000 in the account, and you're following someone who could be high risk. You know, there's Hectorius. You know, he's doing pretty well, but that volatility is still pretty high. Let's say you've got 100,000 in the account. Should you want to be risking a maximum, let's say £10,000, you would simply put there in your loss protection £90,000. So should it, you know, start blowing up or something goes wrong and you lose suddenly £10,000, it's going to stop you out at £90,000. So there's a maximum loss and it closes out all your positions.
Great.
So it's like a stop loss for the overall account, I guess.
Yeah,
so there's
very sensible.
Brexit surprise, you don't get cleaned up.
Basically. Yeah, exactly. You can put it to the closest 5%. So if you are following someone quite high risk and, you know, you want to keep the risk very low, then you can simply leave it at 5% and then go from there.
Okay, final slide.
So yeah, final slide is a Tip TV bonus, just for any new followers. You know, it's simply you start with, let's say, £50,000. We can give you up to 20%, you know, add another £10,000. And the way it works is once you've generated twice the bonus, you're able to actually withdraw that money. Obviously, the more trades you place, the quicker you'll do it. But you know, you see people doing this in 3-6 months. It purely depends on the volume.
So you might get some refugees from the high street banks with that type of offer.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
Right, on that note, Federico Bentley, sales trader at Ionda, thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
We'll be back after the break.